Today's show is brought to you by AdvanceAutoParts.com. Save 20% off your first order at www.AdvanceAutoOffer.com/chickenduck. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
New pug. Small dog.
Another pug?
The one he has now is a three-quarters pug, one-quarter Jack Russell. They call it Jackie.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
The first one's gone now.
Mac,
right?
Yeah, Mac, they had to put him down a couple of years ago.
What's the matter with your eye?
I don't know. I woke up this morning. I feel like I got a scratch in my
eye. And I was telling Casey, my dad, he's about $3,000 deep into birds. They
this
flew
is
away.
So good.
Excuse me?
Wait. Start the show.
Well, don't stop him when he's on a roll.
No,
I can start over again.
You got to start over. Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Speaking of cocaine, do you like blueberries?
How's his mobility? It smells like Billy Ho's car in here.
Welcome back to Chicken Duck.
Loot Crate.
Are we breaking free from the Chicken Hawk? We're not doing Chicken Hawk anymore. Wednesday, no. Wednesday's a Chicken Hawk. It's fun while it lasted, everybody.
I say, I'm not a chicken. I'm a rooster, see?
Welcome. Johnny's here today, folks.
Johnny's here.
Welcome back, everyone. Saturdays with Chicken Duck. Joining us today, Johnny Madera.
Hello.
Ryan Vu.
Hi.
Casey.
Hello.
And myself. How is everybody?
Well, I didn't say hello. Everyone else said hello.
Did you say loot crate?
I think I did drop a loot crate in there.
Yep.
I think that's your hello.
That's my hello.
You had me at loot crate. So, episode 95, only five more for Kyle. Just for you, bud.
Five more, Kyle.
I'm making it last just for you, bud.
Is that you breathing into the...
John. Is it John? Get him closer.
If you get any closer, I'm going to deep throat the fucking microphone.
Let me get my
Which
phone.
Is okay. I don't have a gag reflex.
Hi, I'm Herman, the host of The Rant with Herman James and Friends, a weekly comedy podcast based on current events and the everyday life and all the horseshit that we all deal with on a regular basis. Find us on every available podcast network, as well as HermanJames.com and the No Funny Network. NoPhonyNetwork.com.
Where on Fifth Street with Jack O'Reilly?
Right next to the new Mike's. No, what's the name of the sub place?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. Right there at Wendy's.
Haven't had that yet.
I have had it one time. I think
my mom says it's good.
It's okay. There's plenty of other shops that I'd rather go to than a chain cheesesteak restaurant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's. You could go up to see Larry for God's sakes if you need a cheesesteak that work.
Yeah, if you want the three-quarter cut.
Como or...
Steak Shack.
Steak Shack is the best, John.
Yeah, I took my kid there after Tumble Buddies a couple weeks ago, and it was fantastic.
Where's the Steak Shack? Let's talk.
Lancaster Ave.
It's
connected to a Sitco gas station.
Yeah, so it used to be... The Steak Shack used to be out by the Chicken Pit.
Yep.
Barbecue Pit on 422.
Yep. Salutes out there.
Salute.
It was in a little shack there. Steak Shack.
Ah.
So I drove all the way out
Hence
there.
Hence the name.
Yeah, I drove all the way out there a few weeks ago, and they were no longer there.
Empty shack.
Yeah. So I did a little research on Google, which I should have done before I went there, and they're now in a Sitco station on Lancaster Avenue, John?
Yes.
Lancaster Avenue.
Shillington.
And they're still fucking really good.
I did the same thing that Casey did. I went there one day, and it was closed. And I also used my friend Google,
how
located the place.
Down Lancaster Avenue from, like... From like 724.
Yeah. Quite a ways down.
Oh, really?
What's the road?
Way past Misano.
Okay.
Right past Misano like Ford, coming closer to Misano Mercedes.
Farmers Market area.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What's the road where the state police and the old Marine barracks are on?
I don't know, but I know what road you're... I know what
that.
Okay.
That road. Corner of that and...
Oh, okay.
Lancaster Ave.
It's actually connected with the Citgo gas station. Like,
not connected. It's inside the Citgo. It's
have
not
ever
but
eaten?
Well, but they're still connected.
There's a place.
It's inside the Citgo, though, right?
I would say if it was connected, there would be a wall between the two. There's no wall. It's inside the gas station.
Connected would imply
I would say if there was
the
a wall,
building.
They would be adjacent. I'm saying since there's no wall, they're connected.
Adjacent means next to. Connected means they're the same building.
This I'm saying there's no wall. There's no barrier. You walk out of the you walk right from gas station. There's like a line on the floor, and it's just right there.
Somebody hands you a cheesesteak, and you go on your way. There's a place at the corner, right across from. No, and this one's dead. Right across from. You might get a. Johnny. Up there, there's a torch.
Grab that Jesus. I'm going to stand back.
Reach up there with your tiny arms.
I have short arms. People say that a lot.
Well, you'd look odd with long arms. Did you buy that from Zach?
This is the first time I wore it. My wife got it for me for Christmas a couple years
ago.
That's
the same thing I asked.
I don't know where else you would go for an article of clothing like that. Do you need help, sir? Dude, get a fucking grip. Here.
Jesus Christ.
Don't hit the button on the side. It'll never turn off. All right.
Yeah, I know Jimmy's going to die later of carbon monoxide poisoning.
So, back to what I was asking earlier, moments ago. There's a cheese plate. There's a sandwich shop on 724 across the street from the Sunoco, right before, like, you go up to where Kmart used to be. You know where I'm at? I forget the name of it, but I pass by it every morning when I drop the kiddo off. And I read an article the other day in the paper about it's one of the top places in the area.
Is it just like...
We don't have a name?
I'm trying to think.
It almost looks like a...
I wish I had some means of looking it up.
Like the top... like the top side is maybe an apartment building.
Uh-huh.
And it's right at the bottom of that hill... Right, there's an old gas station is now a garage, correct? And then the sandwich shop is right.
That's a gas station. It's a Sunoco, but yes.
No, there's no gas pumps there. Well, they don't have gas there.
Then you're talking about the wrong place because I just got gas there the other day and was thinking, I wonder what those sandwiches taste like across the street. So, give me a minute.
When you have that thought, you should go in the establishment and get a sandwich
at 5:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. I don't think they'd be too...
You dropped the boy off that early?
Pleased. I got to get up and get shit going, man.
How is the boy?
He's good.
I'd like to see him. It's been a while.
He's a loaf. He was a chicken yesterday. He was living it up.
Yeah, Jimmy had a shirt on similar to that.
Same shirt.
Hey, break out that picture of you
shirt.
And your Halloween outfit.
No, it
outfit.
Wasn't. You had a red shirt on yesterday. The shirt that you had on yesterday was a lot tighter and red.
Go fuck yourself. The shirt that I had on yesterday was this fucking shirt.
No, it wasn't. I can find a picture of you.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I will. That's not the shirt you were wearing last night at Kara's house.
I bet you $100 fucking.
All right, I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet because I know it's not. I know it. In
Casey,
my
break
mind.
Out the picture of you.
Casey, I don't own another side shirt that side. Fits me right now. So I'm pretty.
What about the chicken duck shirt?
I don't know that it ever fit me. I've never worn a chicken duck shirt. I don't even own a chicken duck shirt.
Yeah, you do. You bought a chicken duck shirt that I purchased for you. That's in your home.
Spit up rag for the baby. Probably.
Oh my god!
It smells like Billy Ho's car in here.
So John, were we talking about anything else? Did you want to know anything about the cheesesteaks?
Yeah, I want to know the name of the fucking place that I'm trying to talk about.
I was told of a place in Wernersville called A&M that's supposed to be really good. You familiar with that, A&M? It's near the Penn Werner.
The
if
what?
You're familiar with that bar?
The Penn Werner.
Yes.
Apparently there's a sandwich shop around there called A&M. It's supposed to be really good.
Oh, yeah?
Ryan just laid down a a blanket to cover smoke in case anybody needs to sneak in or out of here. Now's the time to do
He's
it.
He's going
to
disappear like David Blaine.
Very tricky.
So no callers today?
Nope.
Church, I'd imagine, and I'm sure there's other stuff going on. When
probably a rodeo or something.
Any word or news from our friend Dave Alvarez?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
A couple weeks he's going to call?
Yeah.
Got to get his thoughts together, is that?
Mm-hmm. He had other plans this weekend.
Oh, another podcast that he...
Maybe, possibly.
Oh, maybe we should look into that then.
Ryan.
Yes.
Maybe your eye is bothering you because
I feel like I feel like I'm in the Halloween spirit store and the fucking motion activated smoke machine is sitting next to me. That's what it feels like. How did you even get all of that into your mouth, out of the machine, and onto the table at the same time?
That was such a big cloud coming out of such a little body.
I can't. I don't know. Still going. He's been talking now for a minute, and it's still smoke's still coming.
Press the button and go.
Now we got fucking Challenger John.
Dueling fucking smoke steam people. Oh, my God. So wasteful.
That's
wasteful. I inhaled that.
You inhaled all that smoke.
Yeah.
What?
That's not smoke.
Well, whatever it is, it's got to be. Yeah, it is smoke. Yeah, it is.
So fucking stupid. Oh my God. All right. I'm sorry, guys.
It's the same concept of this thing here.
It is, except it's not.
Yeah, except this does something.
So does this.
It does something.
What?
Well, this is 6% nicotine.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a high milligram apparently.
I can't do the 6 milligrams of nicotine. That's
what you have?
No.
Oh, what do you have?
3.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And what does it do for you?
Same thing cigarettes do. It's nicotine.
How much nicotine does one cigarette have?
I don't know.
I would have thought you would have done that.
When I switched to vaping, I Googled it, and this is supposed to be equivalent to what I used to smoke, which was Camel Light Wides.
I don't believe that, though. Like I've done that, too.
Hey, internet said it. It's got to be true.
True.
The average, by the way, is about 12 milligrams per cigarette.
12 milligrams per cigarette.
A large majority of cigarettes fall between a range of 8 and 20 milligrams.
And that whole container of that vape juice only has 6?
By volume, it's 6.
But yeah, right, by volume. It's not just 6 milligrams in the whole thing.
Well, I think
it might be. That by volume, that's what that means, right?
Yeah, if it's not percent, then it means that there's 6 milligrams in that.
That can't be right.
Chamber. Why?
Well, how is there 12 milligrams into this one little cigarette and there's only 6 in this whole thing and it still works?
I don't know, man. I don't know how fucking nicotine works, bro.
That's the purpose of it. It's supposed Science. To try and get you to smoke less, right? Isn't that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the purpose.
So,
well, you can't just say that all cigarettes contain such and such amounts of nicotine, apparently. So, who knows? On average, you're inhaling about 1 milligram of nicotine per tobacco cigarette. Okay, there's the truth. Therefore, a teaspoon of 12 milligram e-liquid is equal to about 60 cigarettes. What? How is that?
But that would be out of the
whole... How the fuck is that?
The whole cartridge, the whole pack.
That would be out of the whole...
Oh, Jesus.
A teaspoon.
One teaspoon.
One teaspoon of 12 milligrams. So that's twice what you're smoking.
A teaspoon's a lot. I mean, it takes a couple teaspoons to fill this thing up.
Fucking 60 cigarettes in there?
Well, I would say it's probably...
Doing bomb hits like that, bro. I don't know.
Yeah.
When you're doing your smoke competitions, I'd imagine it lowers your dose. When you're smoke tricking.
I don't know. But next one I buy, I'm going to go down to 3.
Yeah. I think you're going the wrong way. I'd be going up. See what happens.
You get sick.
Start getting sweats.
You get the meat sweats sometimes.
So do I. All the time, actually. So, John, you were telling me, and you were started to tell us before we started recording here about your dad's excursion with the...
Some
pets that he recently...
Yeah, tell me. I didn't know that your dad started collecting birds.
Yeah.
I didn't know Gary was a... ornithologist?
So he bought a bird, a conor.
Just one.
At first, initially, he bought a bird. It was like $800.
A condor?
$800.
Condor
bird.
Without the D.
Oh, condors are like big fucking raptor birds, aren't
huge,
they?
Huge, yeah, right. This one's a
that'd be way cooler.
Little smaller than a parrot.
Wow.
But small. Anyway, so he bought this one, and then a day or two later, he got antsy and went back and bought the parents of this bird. So he's got three birds, rounded about $2,500.
No, wait. He had a bird for a couple of days, got antsy with the bird, and figured he'd go out and get two more birds.
He thought, yeah, he needed a buddy, so he went and he found out there
got its parents.
Two there were the parents of that bird, so he bought. It wasn't that colorful.
Okay.
But they did have color. They
so
were
now
nice
your
birds.
Dad,
anyway.
Your mom and dad have three birds.
Hold, no, don't get ahead of yourself, Jim.
Okay. Yeah.
They had three birds, Jim.
So something happened.
So, yeah,
tell
dad,
us how long
the parents
ago this was?
Eat the child, right. Or the child eat the parents?
over the summer.
So within the year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Not too long ago. So
how
my dad covered.
One of these parents
he put a permanent
curiosity.
Roof. He covered half the patio outside my side yard, and then he enclosed it as well. And he had a cage. He took it outside, and through moving the cage, which is on wheels, mind you, the door got jostled open.
Oh,
and $2,400 worth of birds just flew away.
All three of them took off.
Yeah. And they flew over to the neighbor's house.
Duckies.
Got in a tree. Nope. Behind Cheryl.
Uh-oh.
You know Cheryl. So dad walked over, and he's just looking at him in the tree. I'm like, why'd you walk over? You're not going to climb a tree and catch him. He said, well, they're my birds. He said, try and get them to come back.
They're gone birds now, Gary.
Now they're gone. So then he got two more birds, and they died.
Oh, my goodness.
So more than $3,000 worth of birds. Just
oh, man.
With the cages and everything, he's probably out about $4,000.
Back to pugs, bro.
Next week he's getting another dog.
On the ground, Gary.
Yeah, he's just collecting pets.
If you can't chase it, don't buy it.
That's what I said.
They were never really his birds.
He texted a picture to myself, my brother, and my sister. He said, you know, new dog coming next week. I said, well, at least this one can't fly away. And he said, yeah, but he can still run away.
Oh,
I said, this
funny.
Is true, Dad.
A couple weeks ago, I saw that peacock walking around.
Yeah, you text me after I left here. Did you see the peacock?
I'm telling you, man, there's a peacock wandering around the streets of Muhlenberg Township. And, like, it's blue. Like a big fucking blue peacock.
I know what they look like. My grandfather had one. His name was Walter.
Excuse me?
His name was Walter.
That's true.
Your grandfather
had a big pen. Yeah, he had a miniature horse. He had a peacock. He lived out in Shoemakersville.
Was your grandfather's name Walter, or that was the peacock's name?
No, his name was Dick.
So
Lee Richard Madera.
So Dick had a peacock.
This is yes.
Okay.
Named Walter.
Walter.
Yep. I got pictures at home. He had some chickens. He had a couple of pheasants.
Have any idea what became of old Walter?
He did.
I'm sure he's not alive anymore.
Wonder what the lifespan on peacocks
he's
is.
He's wandering around Muhlenberg.
Well, my grandfather's been dead for quite a while, so it's I'm sure Walter's long gone too.
How do you know? Maybe Walter just wandered off. Maybe your
grandfather. Maybe that's Walter.
Maybe your grandfather kept as good care of his birds as your father did, and now Walter's wandering around Muhlenberg Township.
I think
my grandfather did take good care of his birds. Yes, he
peacocks
did.
Can live a long time. I think. Isn't what did Hunter Thompson have? Peacocks, right? They're the ones that fan out. They have the big
and
crazy
the feathers,
feathers
with
right?
Like it looks like an eye on the top.
Yeah,
the long feathers, the tail feathers. Yeah,
I think they can live.
Yeah, they look
long
a lot
time.
Like peacocks.
If you'd like to see one, they have them at the Ole Dairy.
And their lifespan's 25 years. It's not. Well, yeah. We're talking about his grandfather's peacock.
Well, his grandfather didn't die 25 years ago.
No, it's probably the longest living peacock ever.
No, about.
I'm telling you, we should go catch this thing.
12, 15 years ago.
We should catch Walter. Walter's wandering around Muhlenberg.
Might be Walter's spawn.
Like, he also had a skunk.
Oh, yeah?
My grandfather. The stink glands were taken out of the rear end. He had a skunk running around the house. My Uncle Larry had a potbelly pig.
I had an Uncle Larry.
Me too. I don't have one anymore.
I still do.
No, mine's gone. Regretfully.
He didn't have any skunks, but I do have an Uncle Larry.
You have an Uncle Casey too. Just want to put that out there.
That was another stipulation that I wanted to tell you about the Fitbit since I bought you that. Could you call me Uncle Casey from now on?
I've been waiting for that for so long.
So we're a week into the challenge.
We're not.
Well, by the time this comes out, we will be.
Oh, I didn't start mine yet.
Shit. 3 days.
Yeah, buddy. Just say November.
Oh, boy.
You going to quit drinking, John, for the month?
No. Absolutely not.
You're already forfeiting the chance to win the belt.
Yeah, I'd rather drink.
It's
I only do it once a week with the way I work, unless I'm on day shift, then I can have some drinks. But, you know, I have my kids all week, you know. And
I'm giving up the marijuana, John.
I still don't fucking buy that. Yeah.
You're a better person than me. What can I say?
30 days. Cleaning the system. Detox.
So let's have a side challenge. How long does it take Casey to break?
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, this is like the Seinfeld challenge with no masturbating. Let's do that one. Let's really see who's up to the challenge.
Well, I lost that one.
About half an hour before we came here, huh? Oh, God, I shook his hand when I walked in the door, too.
Yeah,
well, you did
you
first.
You came right over to me. What do you want me to do?
It smells like Astroglide.
Oh, man, I do the old sandy palm.
The old dry.
The old sandy
dry rub.
Dry tugger, are you?
Throw a little sand in my hand, go to town, rough it up a little
roots.
Bit.
Jeez.
Gets it real soft by the time I'm done. Puts a nice sheen on it.
Oh, my.
So, anyway.
So, yesterday.
What the hell is that? I just noticed the fucking Mexican marionette hanging.
Every time, John. Every time. They've been here for fucking 2 weeks now.
I haven't been and here in months.
I know, but the last time you saw him, it was hung over there and it scared
you.
He
bothered
did
the me. Same thing. What the fuck is that, he said.
It's a lifeless wooden puppet.
I don't care. When I get up, I'm going to turn him around. Not looking at me all day.
Just keep staring at him.
There's another one right there.
Yeah, well, he's not looking at me. Well, he kind of is.
Yeah, looks like he is.
Yeah, when you're not looking at him, he's looking at you.
He's side-eyeing you, I think.
They keep looking back and forth at each other. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday at Kara's party, I'd asked you about how the step-in was going with your Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
So how's it going?
I'm easing into the month. I've worn it. I've had it on every day. I like sleeping with it so I can monitor how my sleeping is.
How is that?
Not too bad. I got a lot more REM sleep than I thought I did.
Yeah?
But, yeah, like 7.5 hours of sleep.
Do you still use your breathing thing?
Oh, yeah. I just got
I'm thinking about getting one of those.
Oh, man.
At work just went through a sleep study, and he's getting one. And
yeah, I just got my mask had a little hole in it. And it was driving me crazy, so I ordered a new insert for it. Okay. I'm telling you, I fell asleep with my phone in my hand. Like normally, I lay down and I'm reading something. I started to read, and by the time I woke up a minute later and was like, "Oh shit!" That's how I broke my screen last time. put my phone down and fell
so
right
it doesn't
asleep.
Bother you as far as rolling around.
No,
I'm a belly sleeper, so that could be a problem. But
no.
You sleep on your stomach?
Yeah, like an infant.
It's so weird.
With
why
your
is
butt
that
up,
weird?
Like with your butt up in the air and your feet underneath you.
I have no idea
you
where
sleep
my butt
like my
and my feet are, but I'm usually on my belly. And I wear I've been wearing my wife's been getting me these breathing strips.
Visual.
I put on my nose so I look like fucking Ray Lewis.
Well, you're gonna look like something out of the
my
fucking
son
weight.
Comes in. What's that? Don't worry about it, kid. I peel it off.
You're gonna come in now he's gonna come in and think you're like something saved from the fucking wasteland with a big mask and blowing air down your throat and shit. It's okay, son.
What's the guy from Bane?
Yeah.
Like Bane?
Yeah.
So you say you're going to get, you think you're going to get one of those. You'll
I'd have to go do a sleep study and all that shit, yeah.
Well, you can't just go to Walmart and get
right.
one.
Right. No, I understand that.
You actually could go online and fucking buy one, but your insurance won't cover it.
Yeah, no, I want insurance. But insurance will cover it if I do a sleep study, correct?
Yeah, but you'll still have to you'll still have to pay your deductible.
Right. Yeah.
So
there were requirements for me. I had to use it so much for so long.
The first year or two.
Yeah.
You would know.
Yeah. It's I'm telling you though, like I wouldn't go. I couldn't. I can't go anywhere without it.
Like I don't wake up very often. I mean, since well,
you probably don't even know what you're doing, man.
Oh yeah, but since the baby's in the room, actually Trisha put him in his own room last night for the first time. But yeah, he wakes us up here and there.
They do that.
Yeah, I know.
Little assholes.
But
yeah, we have a 17-year-old dog that does that every night. Wakes us up that we have to take out.
Sounds like you're almost at the end of your dog days there, buddy. 17 yeah. years, that's...
Sounds like a short-term problem to
yeah.
me.
You guys are cruel.
I'm not trying to be no, mean, but it's just that's just
you are just fucking
could
ridiculous.
Have a lifespan like Walter the Peacock. You never know. Wandering the landscape.
Making his way down from Shoei.
Modern medicine today. You
it's
never
not
know.
That hard to... get here from Shoemakersville. You can get it
straight down 61.
I mean, can
it's only one, can two roads.
Yeah, I mean, he's not driving here.
he was a fat creature. They don't fly so well, you know.
But he doesn't even need roads.
Can they float?
He could do one straight shot right from Shoemakersville.
I'll hop in the river and he could be here in a minute. I mean,
well, yeah. Not a minute.
I was at a zoo a few weeks ago.
The speed of the current.
Pictures.
It's a good windy day. You could do jump and glide.
You went to the zoo?
I went to a zoo. Philly Zoo. It was
a zoo.
Yeah, fuck. Where was it?
Where was it?
I have to ask my
was
wife.
It like a... It wasn't an actual zoo. It was more like a...
Is that a big fucking camel? That's a zoo, buddy.
Oh, you were at up in Lancaster area.
Yes, yeah.
Did you go there before?
Lake Tobias.
No, I've been to that one before. It wasn't that.
No, I don't know where you
it
were.
It wasn't
then.
That one. I'll have to ask my wife.
was that 3% that you got right there?
Yeah, I got probably about 0.5% on that.
What flavor is that?
Blueberry.
Strawberry.
Oh, I was so close.
I did have blueberry in before that.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's the 2% I got.
What?
Kiwi strawberry. That's Johnny's. That's cookies.
Cookies. Cookie dream.
I had a
cookie
and cream before and I didn't like
dream.
It.
Dream. What this says to me is you find it okay to combine cigarettes and cookies in the same...
That's correct, Jim.
That is
I don't
fucking
care for it that
repulsive.
Much. Actually, the one that I normally buy is called Funfetti, and it tastes like birthday cake.
Oh, my God. I quit. I'm fucking done.
Funfetti.
Yeah, actually, Zach's best friend turned me on to it. I work with him.
Oh, yeah?
His name's Austin.
Oh, okay.
Do you,
Funfetti.
Funfetti. Yeah, a guy at work turned me on to it.
It's
and it smells good. You know,
it's
I do it
so
in
hard to believe that kids all over America are getting hooked on these things.
Can you
I can't even imagine.
Inside of...
Okay, when I was a kid, I got hooked on the, you know, good old camels.
Yeah. When I was young, I got hooked on good old cocaine.
Oh, I miss cocaine.
Speaking of cocaine, do you like blueberries?
I do.
You should try.
You should try the cocaine juice. The cocaine
what about
flavored
raspberry?
Juice.
Yeah,
I have a blue,
I fuck with raspberries from time to time.
I think it's called Blue Raspberry. Air Factory is the brand that makes it. You should try it.
I haven't had that.
It's good. Okay. Air Factory is a good brand.
Air Factory.
It's also one called Melon Lush. It's really good.
Melon Lush.
Yes.
Have you ever tried the ones that actually taste like cigarettes, like a menthol or a regular cigarette?
No,
I haven't tried. Those.
I would never.
Okay.
He wouldn't. Think of it.
Do you ever delve into the CBD oils at all?
I have not.
No? Because we have a new sponsor. I'm not sure if you knew that. It's Diamond.
You had mentioned, yeah.
Diamond CBD oil. Tommy Chong has a product with them. Chong's.
Now, the CBD oil, that's not THC.
Right, no, no THC. It's plants that are bred higher in just CBD.
Were you not here for the less... or? What was his name?
Les Stark.
Les Stark.
Yeah, Keystone. Yeah, well, no, actually, I wasn't.
Erica taught us
not.
He wasn't
that.
Here that day.
Weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You should go home and listen to that episode.
I did listen to that episode, though. I did. Right. I did.
Let's do it again.
Well, I'm just, you know, going over it again.
Ryan.
Make it sure.
No sass. Listen to it again.
It's episode number 75. You get a
what
lot of information.
That? A rainbow coming out of that guy's ass. I got it.
It's a woman's ass. That's where rainbows come from, buddy.
Leaf filter.
Leaf filter. Actually, I just looked at my Facebook.
That's not even a real rainbow.
The colors are all wrong.
That's what I do at work all day. I just look up stupid shit to what? Send to you guys.
Make rainbows come out of people's private parts.
I didn't make that. I found it.
Liar.
So, yeah, since I have you two guys here, this is perfect.
Go for it.
We had Sammy Cavallari on the other week from the Wrestling Dorks. The Gorilla Press with the Wrestling Dorks. They were arguing for some reason about, on their podcast, about bald men having to still use shampoo.
No.
No.
Why would you need to use shampoo? I don't have split ends or hair that needs to be moisturized.
Lather up my wash rag with soap and,
it's just skin like anywhere else on my body.
Okay.
Do you have hair?
No,
listen to me. You want my opinion? No, you're going to fucking get it. Do you have hair covering the rest of your body or no?
I shampoo several areas of my body.
I shampoo my belly and I got more hair on my belly than I do on my head.
Stop it. Did you hear what he just said?
No, I did not.
Repeat what you just said.
I shampoo several areas of my body.
Is that right?
And condition?
No. Just I wouldn't say shampoo. I would say that I have different...
Is Axe body wash?
I have like a beard wash that I use.
Uh-huh.
On your beard.
That's different than shampoo, you know?
Okay.
So I'm going to assume now that manscaping is out the window since you're shampooing.
Oh, no, I manscape.
Oh, my God, I don't want to talk about this any fucking more. I've never been more uncomfortable.
Because he doesn't condition?
Did you open the door? I just walked in.
Is it because he doesn't condition after shampooing?
I want to fucking vomit. Listen.
Two-in-one.
Listen.
Yeah, what are we talking? Are we talking high-end shampoo like you
get
in the salon?
Or
are we talking bullshit that you get at the grocery store?
No.
I use the two-in-one on my head. I have the beard wash for my beard.
Okay,
back to what I was saying. Since I neither have a beard nor have hair, you have hair elsewhere on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Your arms and legs. I'm not trying to get any more fucking...
Armpits, we can say that.
Anywhere, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you use body wash or do you use shampoo on the rest of your body?
Body wash.
Right, because you're washing your body that just incidentally has some hair... on top of it.
Right.
Right. That's all I'm doing in my head.
Okay. Well, I'm not arguing with
you. It would
you.
Seem like you would be.
I'm not. I'm saying...
I'm more fucking pissed off and perturbed that you wash your beard with something specific for washing fucking beards.
I have a couple different kinds, too. And then, actually, I have a couple different...
He's got to smell nice for Barbara. You get that, right? I mean...
He buys them all from, like, the Air Mall. The catalog of the fucking he gets them as he's leaving the plane.
Little sample bottles.
It's the only place you could get
travel packs at the airport.
Beard cleaner.
That's not true.
A little stand in front
of
the
airport. Hey, he flies
first
class every day of the week. You know what I mean? He might have sit next to a celebrity. He's
got
to look his best.
You need to have beard cleaner that you.
I got upgraded for next week, John.
12.5. That other 0.5 is a beard stand. Travel package. Travel package of shampoos and beard conditioners.
It's only on the select flight.
Sir, can I help you?
In the first class bathroom, is there an attendant? Is it a little person?
Sir,
it's a small
can I help
bathroom?
You to our beard storage
is there a midget
area?
In there
that
gives
guy
you a
that
paper towel when you're
gives you a hot towel?
Can I help you? Can I help you store your beard, sir?
Cologne, hot towel.
Oh, I see your beard is extra clean and blueberry-y today. Can I help you store it?
It's a common misconception, is that right? Is that what I be saying now?
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Common misconception that the first class bathroom is nicer or larger than the other restrooms on the plane.
First class passengers are a bunch of fucking pigs.
It's exactly the same size.
I can attest to that because I too lived the high life one day, and I flew first class once.
You've been on a plane?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to Florida once, and then my honeymoon, I went to St. Lucia, which is close to South America. I mean, that was fly to Florida, then fly again.
I see. I thought you would have went back to the homeland. What? Portuguese.
No.
Portugal, I mean.
No. I'd like to go there someday.
I'd like to.
But, yeah, I was in the airport, and they called my name with a loudspeaker, and oh, shit, what's this? And my wife and I went up, and they said, there's a family that would like to sit together. Would you mind giving up your seats? And I was like, oh, man, it's a, you know, I want to sit with my wife. He said, just say yes. Okay. And then they bumped us up to first class so that a family could sit together. And
cool.
That was great.
Nice.
And I took advantage of those little bottles they gave
you. Of course you did.
Her parents were picking us up at the airport. It was great. I pocketed a couple. And then we got in the airport. I got a $3 bottle of Coke out of the machine, poured a little bit out, dumped them in. And, yeah, we boosted.
How many drinks did you have on the plane?
Five, I think. Five of the little bottles. And I had
it is really
two in my pocket
South
then.
America.
So
I was questioning the validity of your statement, but
what?
I stand corrected. It is very close to South America.
Oh yeah. No, dude, Sandals Resort. It was amazing. We had a swim up room. You stepped out into your little sliding door there, you come out, there's a little porch, whatever you want to call it. It goes right into a pool and you could swim to a bar.
Yeah, we had that in Jamaica.
It was like $6,000 for a week. But that's flight included, everything, mm-hmm. and you don't pay for shit while you're there. I mean,
yeah,
nothing.
We did
you're not even allowed to tip.
Did that over in the
nice. Sandals. No kids allowed. It's just...
That's what we like. That's what I like.
No drones.
No. But
no
it's amazing because there's three
anybody,
sandals on the island.
Boombox?
There's three.
Did anybody play music in a boombox really loud? No?
Nah.
And,
sounds like your kind of place, Case.
Well...
Although, then I don't know what you would have to bitch about, but I'm sure you'd find something.
We're going to see this November because I'm going back to Jamaica.
Are you taking pictures for another wedding for Brandy's mom?
No, we're going to see Government Mule. 10th anniversary of Island Exodus.
Nice.
Yeah. Lucas is going to be there.
Down? I can use the bathroom?
Lucas Madera?
Go use it upstairs.
We'll use it upstairs. I just want to blow my nose. I'll go upstairs.
Wait. Why do you need to... Use the bathroom to blow your nose.
Do you have tissues down here?
No. Go upstairs. There's paper towels. I don't have any tissues down here.
He probably wants to use soft toilet
paper. You
need to
paper. Stock your downstairs bathroom, buddy.
I don't need to do anything. This is my house. My house. I don't come down here enough. And she just stole the paper towels to or the toilet paper to use upstairs.
I see.
Well, anyway, how's your boy doing?
Chubby.
I understand that he just had a birthday.
He did?
So, how's his mobility? He's one now. I'm saying, like, is he... I'm sure he's crawling around. Was he walking?
Yeah. No. He's...
get on the couch. He can...
The way.
You know,
just the fucking way you asked the question, man.
So, what's your kid's mobility?
I'll give it a 7.
No, I'm saying, how's his progression going?
Scale from 1 to 10. I'll give him a 7.
Is he cutting the grass yet?
No, he's pulling himself up.
Yeah, and he can hold onto the couch and walk along.
Walking
it,
along,
sure. Yeah, yeah.
Stuff, and he'll take a couple steps.
It's good fun. Mine can wiggle and roll down. Over now, my little one.
Yeah.
That dog does not like you.
Did he get you again? No.
She's really on me to get rid of him. So, if you know anybody who wants a dog.
I think the shelter is looking for a good
thing. That doesn't like people or any kind of situations, really. That's your dog.
I think there's a kill shelter down there.
Oh.
I really don't want him to go anywhere. I like him a lot.
I'm only kidding. I like him, too.
I don't know why I like him, because nobody else does.
We have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, he fucking hates you.
I got no problems with
Andy.
He'll
be talking about you for hours after you leave.
Remember the time I bit that Vietnamese guy?
Anybody see the new Val Kilmer movie?
What's that?
It's called The Super.
Top Gun 2.
No, it's called The Super. Not
Joe Pesci.
Not Joe Pesci.
Oh, like
the one where he's
you
the super.
Looked at me because you know I love that.
Not a remake of The Super.
Louis Kritsky.
No, it's a horror movie where people are disappearing in this big apartment complex and... guy and his family, two daughters move in, and he's the new super. But Val Kilmer's like the resident maintenance man, and he's a real creep. And it's really good. They think that he's taking all the people, you know, that are disappearing and shit. But a wild twist at the end.
Ooh, wild twist.
Yeah,
real creep.
Luke.
Spoiler alert: everyone's dead.
Everybody's dead. D&J Sandwich Shop.
D&J, that's the one.
Yes.
Right next to the vacant Sunoco.
That I got.
D&J?
Yes. Yeah.
My brother-in-law works right next door in that garage.
See, Is it a garage or is there a gas pump there?
It's definitely not a gas pump.
Oh.
And I've been there. It's good.
Okay.
No well, gas pumps.
We're just going to go.
There's no way that you got gas.
That's the end of Old Fritchtown Road meets 724 at that intersection. My brother-in-law, he's actually is the manager of the garage next door. Has been for years.
Thank you for confirming that, John.
Good selection of ice cream there.
So I had the, it does look like that there are pumps. Not there, though.
Across the street.
Across the street.
Oh, wait, on the like other side. The Valero. The garage doesn't have a gas pump, but the other side.
It's a Valero.
I think I'm wrong. Jimmy might be right.
But I think it's a Sunoco now.
Well, then they just added those pumps.
In October of 2011, yes, they just put them there.
See?
They look pretty new in that picture.
I haven't been down that street in a while.
It's definitely a Sunoco now.
I'm talking the same side of the road is the garage, and there's a street between them, which is Old Fritchtown Road, but yeah.
I saw one of the Google.
There's your
garage. There's your CJ garage. Tires?
Yeah,
is that
that's
CJ
the one.
Tire?
It's blue, correct?
Oh, no.
Oh, comprehensive.
That's a dentistry.
Dentistry?
I mean, it could have been a garage at one time.
I saw one of the Google cars.
Did you? Where?
The
Google-y car.
Coming down from Lancaster towards Reading.
Really?
He was fucking flying. Almost caused a couple accidents.
Was there anybody in it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, yes. There was a driver and a passenger.
Well, why, I wonder?
Why, I wonder what?
Why, I wonder, would they wear, why would they, what? Why, I wonder what? Why, I wonder why it's a vehicle that drives itself, is it not?
No.
It should be.
No.
I think it is.
There should never be drivers.
I think there should
cars.
Be Android drone cars all over the place.
No.
Playing loud fucking music.
That's
while
stupid.
No, while you're trying to eat dinner.
I'm trying to retrieve a picture on my phone of the jackknife tractor trailer. Let's talk about that.
Casey's jackknife.
Wait, Ryan, you were going to say something before we started something. You were going to say something.
Well, yes, I was going to say that I had the Euro, the Arby's.
The cardboard Euro.
Yeah, it didn't taste like, not the first time. The first, when I had it, no.
So the second time,
well, because I didn't eat the second one, and then the next day I warmed it up, and it didn't taste as great as the first time.
Yeah, mine was fresh and it tasted. The meat was good.
The
meat
was delicious.
Good,
yes,
but the bread was the pita was like fucking cardboard.
I didn't get
no bueno.
I didn't get cardboard when I had it fresh.
Well, I would have preferred cardboard.
I'm not going to argue that.
I won't turn my nose to a good piece of cardboard.
Beef and cheddar. It's the only way to go.
Two for $6, though. I mean,
yeah,
you can't.
Five for five would be a good reason to get me there for beef and cheddars, but that don't happen no more.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they used to do that with the Big Macs? Or was it?
No.
Two for five.
They still do that.
Do they?
What doesn't happen anymore? Are you going to fast food places or the five for five?
And okay. Me not going to fast food places. I haven't been there all week.
Good boy. If you want to go to a fast food place, go to Chick-fil-A and get the grilled nuggets. They're very good.
Here's my problem with Chick-fil-A.
I don't like the gays.
Oh, I don't. No. They can form their own opinions of whatever. My problem with Chick-fil-A is anytime I go to Chick-fil-A, I end up spending $20 and getting a chocolate milkshake.
And well, I'm trying you're going to have to avoid the chocolate milkshake.
Well, then I can't go there. It's like you asking for no bread with your breakfast. No toast. And then getting toast.
Right, I guess.
Yeah. If I'm there and they're giving me a milkshake.
Well, you have to ask for the milkshake, though.
You can't not
They don't just
Randy
give
Jackson
you milkshakes.
I can't.
You'd have to actually
I can't physically go to Chick-fil-A.
Without
and
the words, I need a chocolate.
I need a milkshake chocolate. Yes.
You're forced to say that. Your body.
You just watch it happen.
You're not at Chick-fil-A, though.
I emulated it.
He thought of Chick-fil-A. Yeah. He thought of being there.
It's Sunday, so I had to think about it because I can't
it's
go there.
It's Saturday of next week. Of last week.
Did anybody go for their duck sandwich at Arby's?
It was only that one day.
And they sold out by like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
What face is that?
I like
duck sandwich.
From Arby's. That's what that face is.
I had duck lunch from a Chinese place and it was awful.
I would never want.
I love duck.
Yeah, but too. Why would you get it at Arby's?
Because they have the meats.
If they can make a euro.
My son says that. When he hears the commercial on TV, he goes, "We have the meats." Don't know why. Never prompted him. He just says it.
So after you guys both posted pictures. Well, did you ever post a picture of your euro?
Not really. No. The gross one the next day.
That's right.
That was disgusting. I thought,
yeah, it looked half chewed.
I thought the cat threw up on
you
your plate.
You spit it out of your mouth.
What the hell happened here?
So you had a good idea for a segment that we do on the podcast. Why don't you explain that to
Well, I just thought about it. I figured Jeff always has an issue. I wanted to bring that up, too.
Okay.
Jeff always has an issue with fast food places, and I'm going to stop there for a second. When I went to Arby's, I walked in. Two gentlemen standing at the counter. I walk in. I'm standing behind the line just to read the menu, see what I want. A lady walks in behind me. She stands behind the two guys in line. I look in the back. It doesn't look like there is one worker doing a damn thing.
Where are we again? Arby's.
Arby's right here on Fish Street. I mean, literally. And the place looked like clean. You know, it was all like everybody just cleaned up and stood there and was staring at the wall. Literally.
They weren't looking at their phone or talking to each other or nothing.
Well, they were talking. I think they were talking to each other. But, I mean, there were two people standing in the back by, like, the, I guess it was a oven or stove or whatever, make table type deal. One person off to the side looks like they were maybe doing the drive-through. Nobody was in the drive-through. But nobody was doing anything. And there's two guys just standing there waiting. And then the lady was waiting. And then the lady walked over to the other side of the counter and called somebody over and just gave him a brochure for something or whatever. And then she left.
A brochure from Arby's?
I don't know if she was like a
salesman.
Yeah, like a salesperson, you know, like a rep.
Maybe she was the duck rep.
Could have been. Maybe.
She could have been selling Jesus. Maybe it was one of those religious people.
She was selling something. But yeah, I mean, we're standing there and nobody's doing anything.
Okay.
And finally, somebody comes up to the front and takes the order for these two guys. But I mean, it was a good 5 minutes or so, you know. And I was thinking of Jeff right away, like he would have been yelling.
No, I would have left.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind because I was still reading the menu to see what I wanted.
Where did he sit for like Applebee's for 3 hours? Yeah, he's not leaving a fucking Arby's. Are you kidding me?
No way. No way. But no, I mean, I'm standing there reading the menu, so I wasn't even sure what I wanted yet. But I mean, I noticed that nobody was really doing anything. I mean, the people in the back were literally standing there. The tables were clean, nothing on them. Nobody was cooking shit. Just standing there. Nobody came up to take these two guys' order. And I thought of Jeff right away, like, he'd have been yelling.
Did they say something? Or?
I bet the people were standing back there going, let's see how long we can stand here until these people bitch.
Yeah, probably. No, nobody yelled or anything.
No. I mean,
hey, this next guy, let's do the meow thing. Hi, welcome to Arby's. Can I take your order, meow?
But, I mean, I thought of that right away. But then, yeah, my idea, I just thought of, I mean, we all love food, right? Jeff always has a problem with fast food. I mean, I thought, and we were discussing about the gyros, and I got them, and I thought that it was good. 2 for $6. I didn't think they were going to be as big as they were. Not that they were huge, but I mean, it was like a small hoagie type.
I'll give it another chance, man.
You don't have to give it another. I'm not trying to talk you into it. No, I'm just saying that
I'll give it another chance.
I didn't taste the cardboard, so. But anyway, I thought, well, what if that was something we all did, went to a food establishment, fast food or wherever, and we all sampled the same dish?
We kind of have rules about going anywhere together in public.
Well, we don't even have to go together. I mean, we could just, you know, during the week or something, just we all say, hey, let's try this sandwich at this place or something.
It's going to have to be in November. We're going to have to start this because I'm going to not try to do any fast food in November.
Like I said,
why would we start it in November?
Whenever, whatever.
Sorry, in December.
I'll do that challenge.
I'm just pitching the idea. Well, that's what I figured. We all love food.
It's not a challenge.
You know,
challenge.
We all love food, and we can all.
We're just gonna eat food.
Yeah, you know, we can all.
Yeah, there's no challenge.
Food critics, you know,
involved. It's just us.
I'm saying I will give up fast food for a month.
I mean, shit. You can even.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay.
You can even throw it on a Facebook post and have listeners say, "Hey, we're trying this. Give us your opinion too."
Sure.
You know.
All right, John. Well, Why don't you give up fast food for the month of November?
I can do that.
Just say no.
I'll be honest.
Fast food, November.
Because.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's horseshit.
He doesn't drink that often anymore. Just and do he it. Doesn't want to win the fucking belt.
I don't want the belt either.
You need it. You need the fucking belt. You need to bring the fucking belt.
Not nearly as much as I fucking need that.
You need to bring the belt home to Saturdays with Chicken Dog. That's what
I'm
you need
not,
to
I'm
do.
Not going to win the belt.
You got to try.
Listen, I'm going to walk Rogers. And I'm going to be part of this because I think the walking is good for my health.
Yes.
I could give a shit about winning
plus
a belt.
With your little legs, it'll really up our steps. Break.
We've had this practice runs going, and there's, if that's the competition, there's no way I'm climbing to the top.
Yeah, Barbara really kicked our asses last week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair strapping the phone to the dog, but
dude, if we strapped our Fitbits to our dogs, we would have like six steps a day.
Screwed.
They don't move very often.
Yeah.
I recalibrated. Well, not calibrated. I mean, I checked Evans. It's all right.
Good.
Yeah.
How does this?
She's
how
doing
do
like 16,000 steps a day. I do that in like 3 days, 4 days, and I'm tired.
I need to learn how to use this.
Did you just, wait? So, she's doing that because before, when I had the question about the steps, she was getting like 25,000-26,000 steps a day.
I don't know.
When I had the question. Yeah, that's what the question was because she was fucking.
That was one day that she worked a double. Yeah.
When you work at that, I mean, when you work at double, I can believe that. Because I've counted 60 steps just walking around the kitchen to my living room, like that little circle right there. 60 steps, it's about. So, I do that a couple times. You know what I mean? As those steps
fucking
add up.
Christ.
Are we going to wrap up here soon?
Do we have to?
Well, we're at a little over an hour.
Johnny just opened up.
Aren't we already,
another,
really?
Yeah.
Johnny opened up another beer. I haven't even hit the record button yet.
Loot Crate.
I wanted to give a shout out. You know, we got that new listener, Kim Parks. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, Kim.
Well, she's, thoughts and prayers. She's going into for a surgery on her spine and brain on the 30th. So,
wish you well, Kim.
Absolutely. Wish you well, Kim. Good to acknowledge a listener, and especially you're going through a hard time like that. It's, yeah.
So, another thing, real quick, is. You guys remember the Colonel Bruce Hampton that I went to see in Georgia and then he passed away?
Yeah.
Well, there's a musician. Her name is Katie Skeen. Saw her down in Jamaica. She was playing with a band called California Kind is her band. She plays with a guy from Phil Lesh's band, John Molo, and another guy, Rob Baracco. Anyway, she just did a song called Rest, and it's about like in remembrance of the Colonel. It's really good. I'm going to play it at the end of this episode, and I got her permission to do it.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. She's a fucking amazing guitar player. Incredible.
Cool.
Really fucking good.
Hey, since you're so into music, it's funny you bring that up. I was talking to a straddle driver at work there tonight. He's telling me about New Orleans.
Okay.
He goes there often. He's into jazz. And he said it's a really amazing experience for somebody that's into music to go down there and check it out.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go.
He recommends it.
Did you ever see that show on HBO a while back called Tremé?
I know what it is. I've not seen
it. That was a good show. It was all about like outside of New Orleans in an area called Tremé.
But yeah, you're
Tremé.
Into tunes. You should check it out. And he said Bourbon Street is not where to go. He said
no.
Smells like piss and vomit.
Yeah.
He said Bourbon Street's not the place.
Yeah, I have no interest in going.
Amazing food and amazing music.
Where there's a bunch of alcoholics and you're the only alcoholic I like, John.
I appreciate
you're the only
that.
Drunk I can tolerate.
I'm not an alcoholic anymore.
No.
I can't. Two children and 60 hours a week.
Public service announcement last night at the Kara's party. If you see me outside anywhere, I probably don't want to talk to you if I don't know you all that well.
Please don't approach me.
Yeah, please. See me sitting alone.
I was sitting next to you for the duration I was there.
Right, but after you left.
Trying to cover you from having to talk to anybody. Yeah,
well, after you left,
That's why he wanted me to show up so bad.
Someone came over and started talking to me. And
who?
After you left.
Whom?
Ooh.
Nice. Who doesn't like...
Right, but I'm awesome. Not, I've never been a conversationalist, really, you know, I like being by myself, and after Jimmy left, I played a little game called Every Time a Child Screams, I'm going to Hit My Pen, so,
so you were fucking whacked.
I almost emptied a whole cartridge last night, so I was pretty stoned, and she comes
right
over.
Right in the middle of the fucking kitchen last night, by the way. I look over in case you just... My fucking entire family is walking around. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was, and it was so fucking hot in there. I was pouring sweat.
It was warm.
It was just not a comfortable situation for me. So yeah, please, if you see me outside,
why was at your family gathering?
She's friends with Kara, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't quite. It wasn't a family gathering. It was a Halloween party for like Kara's friends and my some family. Family. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if you see me outside of the, I don't know. If you see me outside in the wilderness anywhere, please, I'm very uncomfortable. Don't talk to me. And I'm probably high.
Introvert. He's an introvert.
Yeah.
Definitely high.
Yeah, just know that I'm very uncomfortable walking wherever I am, and now you see me, and just you can. I'll allow you to wave at me.
Give a quick hi and bye.
Hello, it's okay. Everything all right? All right.
Loot crate. The CBD case.
All right. Let me.
Do you need to listen to his conversation?
Turn it on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Put him on the podcast.
Look, I'll give you a call as soon as we're done, Dad.
It's.
All right, man, but do you think he was trying to get on the show?
Yeah, why didn't you put him on speakerphone? Fred would have liked that. Was Fred.
Was it Fred? I miss Fred. I haven't seen Fred in years.
What were you going to say, Ryan, about the CBD oil?
I was going to say, like, if we have a sponsor, how do we, you know, maybe we can talk about, I don't know.
Are those
check
words?
On prices.
Is that a sentence?
I have, there's a little bit of work I have to do with the new sponsors that we got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I have to figure out how to get, like, a diamond CBD dot. .com/chickenduck thing. I have to work on all that. So.
When you figure that out, let me know because you know maybe I can give it a try.
Yeah, absolutely. I might get a little CBD oil for myself this month, the month of November.
So we're allowed to do CBD. We're just
there's no THC in it.
What's
yes,
CBD
John.
Oil.
Listen to episode number 75.
Got some yard work to do later. I can do that.
Yeah, we can do CBD oil.
Okay.
Sure.
You're just making rules up as you go. No problem.
There's no, I'm not making up rules as you go. There's no fucking THC.
No problem, bud.
There's
LSD,
no...
how do we feel about that?
Hey,
that
no problem. I don't know. Is that...
Yeah, that's it. No, you can't do LSD.
No. Okay.
No mushrooms, no LSD, no heroin, no cocaine, no alcohol.
No mescaline.
No mescaline. No peyote.
Just a little bit of blow.
No meth.
No fiddle faddles.
No, I don't know what that is, but no, you can't do that.
Zippity doos or zippity don'ts, only under my supervision.
How about rock and roll? Am I still allowed to rock and roll?
All night.
Yeah, from
November's going to suck really bad.
Well, from my understanding, the CBD itself isn't a drug.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying.
John, what?
It's an organic herbal supplement.
First of all, what? CBD and THC are both chemical compounds found in marijuana.
I don't know.
So they're not, I mean.
I'm going to say no to the CBD.
It doesn't get you high.
I don't
give
a shit.
It's not a drug. It's not classified as a drug, is it?
Either is THC.
Yeah, it is. THC is a federal one or schedule
you
one
even
fucking
know what
drug.
You're fucking saying right now. You don't even
I know exactly what I'm saying.
You don't even know what you're saying right now. I'm going to call Les, and we're going to figure all this out.
Okay.
All right.
What else we got? Anything?
No, man.
John, you have any more for us?
We didn't talk about the tractor trailer.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You want to talk about that quick? I almost died the
other
day.
That was near death. When you showed me that picture, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm sure you didn't drive up that close to
no,
the accident.
No, I didn't, John. No.
That
so
happened right in front of you.
Right in front of me, yeah.
Oh,
so,
shit your pants or what?
No, I was calm, cool, and collected, like usual. But, yeah, it was like a four-lane highway, and he was all the way on the right side in the right lane and just tried to cut over too fast. Like, a car was in front of him. Traffic was slowing down a little bit.
So he must have locked him up.
He swerved left and I guess locked it up. And the front end of his truck came towards me and the back end of his truck came towards me. Like, and he just fucking jackknifed right in front of me. And not one other car was involved. I was more worried about, I knew I wasn't going to hit him because I stopped, you know, in
right.
time. But I was more worried about people behind me fucking slamming into me, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but nobody, everything was all good. And as soon as he, it took him about 15 minutes to get out of that position because he was wedged in there pretty damn good. And as soon as he got out of my way, I fucking took off. Like, goodbye. But fucking.
That was pretty close. So, what are you about? I say
it looked like
25,
a scary
30
situation.
Feet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I talked to a couple truck drivers that I know, and like the one guy, Paul, he did the voice Richard Greasy. He left us a couple messages from Basket Case Podcast. He's a truck driver, and he said anyone like usually in the position that I was in would be against the guardrail there because the back end of the tractor trailer swings over and usually doesn't stop.
Get sideswiped.
Yeah.
And pushed right in.
So, yeah, it was
on a bridge.
No, thank God I wasn't on a bridge.
Oh, boy.
Then I might have been shitting my pants a little bit. But, yeah, definitely scary. But had my pen in my hand. And
as you do.
Kept it cool. The guy behind me got out. I thought he was going to come up and chit-chat, but then the trucker got out of our way, and we all just went about it. And it was like in a closed there was a lot of road work going on to the left of us, and all these fucking truckers came, not truckers, construction workers came over with their phones, and they're all fucking recording the whole thing, like him backing out.
What state?
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, right outside of Houston.
Houston.
And, yeah, it was raining a little bit. Fucking not cool.
Well, you made it.
Yeah.
So good job.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, lesser man probably would have been slammed right into that truck.
Probably would have waited and talked to the police.
What was there to talk about?
Brent Easterwood.
I don't know.
Nobody else was involved in the accident. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even really, I mean, it was an accident, but
near miss.
Just that one guy.
I'm really surprised by his position there that he didn't hit the barrier.
Yeah, no, he stopped.
See, I'm trying to look in the picture and I zoomed in. I'm like, man, that. He didn't touch it.
Yeah, no, he stopped
there.
Right
yeah.
before the fucking barrier. Anything else?
I'm good, man.
No, I'm good.
Next week, we got Mike Buschetti calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Sharkey, probably.
Yep.
Yep.
I talked to Jim Sharkey the other day while I was in Houston, and because I told him about that, I was like, called him. I was like, dude, I almost fucking just died. And he has his first listing up, Jim Sharkey Real Estate. Go check that out. If you're in the Austin area, you can buy a house from Jim Sharkey.
There you go. There you go. A little plug.
John, you want to move to Austin? Buy a house from Jim? Nice area.
I'd love to go to Texas. I've never been there.
Nice area down there. I think you would look fantastic with a cowboy hat, bro.
You know what? I can get you a picture of that. I was wearing a cowboy hat.
Yes, please.
I was in a...
Can you please send that to me before I put this
episode
out?
I have to get it
from
my wife. It's on her phone. I was at a miniature horse farm. in Ronks, which is Amish country.
Yeah. What the fuck is Ronks?
I was there 2 weeks in a row. I was there last week too for a pumpkin patch.
You were at a miniature horse farm.
My son wanted to ride a horse. I got pictures of him on the horse. But I have a small head, so his hat fits me.
Oh my god!
Shut up.
She got him a hat for Woody, you know, from Toy Story, and you know the little scarf and everything, the red bandana. So yeah, I wore that too.
No, actually, I put in. You know, I watch live PD every week. There's a one of the sheriffs on the show. From I think it's Arizona. He's from Sheriff Lamb. Oh, my God. Sheriff, can you stop that rhyme?
Oh, is that you?
No.
But they had stop that. They had a raffle.
The fuck is that noise? Stop doing that. Why do you keep doing that? Stop it. When did you get one of these?
What?
When did you get one?
I got one of these today.
I got a new one.
Everybody has
Shut
one.
Shut up.
One now.
Just buying them up, man.
He made me feel really bad last week.
Is that a smart?
Peer pressure is real, Ryan.
I'm sorry. Take this back, dude.
Now I got a new one.
Why?
Peer pressure is real. He peer pressured me.
Is that
into
the broken
buying.
One?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a new one.
So is that a smartwatch or a Fitbit?
So he didn't peer pressure you that much.
No. No, I wanted this. Yeah. No, it's a Fitbit.
Okay.
But it's also
everybody's got one but me. Now I need one.
You have a Fitbit.
Yeah,
but
it's not. I don't have a watch one like
yours. Might actually work better than ours because it's on your leg.
Yeah, my wife got me one a couple years ago. I never opened the box. It's either put on your belt or put in your pocket or whatever. Yeah.
So anyway, I put in a live PD. They had a raffle. This Sheriff Lamb from Arizona. He's a big cowboy and he's got a. Big cowboy hat, and they're raffling to win his hat. So I put in, I bought two raffle tickets to try and get you that hat.
Cowboy hat. I'll wear it.
I know you will, and I think you look goddamn good in it.
I'll get that picture from Trisha.
Next time I go to Texas.
I look pretty good in the cowboy hat.
Next time I go to Texas, I'm gonna get you a cowboy hat if you'll wear it every Sunday that you're here.
I'll wear it.
Sweet. All right. It's been emotional.
It's been emotional. Goodbye. See you next week.
I feel broken. I feel wretched. Waking up, but there's no sun. Just a horse that's lost its spirit with no room or will to run. In my mind, I'm back in my old town, and you are somewhere near. Keeping court and taking questions, talking blues and talking fear, and it's all right. I'll just try and rest. There's your trouble. There's a truth you say you see. We ask you the loaded questions and hang on every word you speak. And you say, play me something dissonant, tell me something mean, or paint me something beautiful. Make whatever you please, and it's all. Whatever. watching you the best.